everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. So cool to have you here. And I'm going to cover off a subject that I wrote a blog about recently, talking about how we can get the most potential out of ourselves when it comes to our sun, like our personality sun, and how we go about doing that. And ultimately, how we often block ourselves from fully stepping in to our power. Now, I'm just giggling because my puppy, as she's been, her name's Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland, but she's been nicknamed the Badger Hunter, and she's just, the little weapon is literally just dragging something three times her size across the floor right now. So if you hear anything, it's Alice. So I'm also super pumped and excited because we have got a webinar next week. That's right, free content, free online webinar for you to join. Actually, I'm running two of them so that it covers off all the time zones. And I'm going to teach the four arrows, the variables, the four transformations, whatever you want to call them, those four arrows on your body graph. I'm going to do a free training next Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. my time, and Friday morning 8:30 a.m. my time. That's Sydney time. So that is definitely in time zones for the US and for Europe. So if you want to join, go to the show notes. The link is there. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to let some people, there'll be time for some hot seats as well, which is going to be so much fun. I love unpacking people's charts live. So today, what I'm talking about is how we really often block ourselves from really stepping into our full potential that lies in the personality sun. Now, it's not just the personality sun, it's the design as well. It's the same rule. However, when we're talking about the design side, this is our more natural state. It's our internal, our unconscious. So we tend to get in our own way more on the personality side, because it's really our mind, okay? So what happened to me? I'm going to start with a little story. What happened for me, actually, was that we were all set to launch this membership a couple of weeks ago. And I was, you know, busy hustling away, doing the do, getting the stuff done, working really hard. Now, I'm a manifesting generator. I've got three of the four motors defined. And, you know, often I have a lot of energy, a hell of a lot of energy. However, about 2 weeks ago, I hit a wall and everything came sort of tumbling down around me. And to be honest, that's probably a really dramatic way to put it, because it really wasn't that bad. But what happened was that the thing that felt so easy and effortless, the work that I love to do, whether it's working with my clients, these unpacks that are just, I don't know, you lot, the magical people signing up, we are absolutely having the most massive breakthroughs and far out. I'm just loving them. It's so much fun. And my private clients and my mastermind, and I'm working and I'm loving it. And, you know, like I can have no energy 5 minutes before I get on a call at 5 o'clock at night for 2 hours for my mastermind. And I'm crap in the afternoons usually, but the second I get on that call, I'm like, boom, I want to be there. The time flies. It's so much fun. So, you know, I've really got used to paying attention to when I have energy, when my sacral says it's go time, and really being able to distinguish between when I think I should have energy or when I'm trying to think my energy versus in the moment knowing when I have energy or not, right? So as I say, I've been practicing this for a while. I'm doing the work, loving every second of it. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, oh my God, I'm done. And for those of you that have a defined will center, you'll know that feeling. Like with a defined will center, you can push through anything. Like you can just keep pushing and pushing. And then all of a sudden you just can't. It's almost like you go from being, like a bull at a gate, and then you just can't move. And well, that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. And I sort of sat down as I was trying to take some time out. I find it hard to sit there and do nothing. I was just like, okay, cool. Let's reverse engineer this. Yes, absolute nerd. Let's reverse engineer this. How could I have done it better? What could specifically change so that I don't hit the wall? Because ultimately, we want to do what we love with more flow, more ease, more freedom. I'm doing what I love all the time, but there's something that's not quite in alignment because otherwise I wouldn't be getting to that point where I feel burned out, okay? Because that's the way human design teaches us exactly how to create our environment, how we digest life, how we see the world, the work we do, how many hours we work, the exercise, like all of these things, right? So I'm like, well, I know I'm doing what I love. What needs to tweak? Instead of doing it from the mind, because the mind says, well, you shouldn't work so many hours. But I'm like, yeah, but I've got the energy. And when I say so many hours, I work in the business 3 days a week. Okay, so 3 full days a week. But the other 2 days I work on the business. So it's not like I'm talking 7 days a week. I just wouldn't do, couldn't do. However, let me get back on track. The point is, I was like, right, let's reverse engineer this. Let's work out what needs tweaking. So I was having a bit of a meditate one day, staring out a window, and I thought about my personality Earth. And I was like, oh, boom. What I know about the personality Earth is that it is the key. It's like the secret source to the full potential of your sun. What do I mean by that? I mean that you must honor, you must do, you must be your Earth so that you can fully experience the potential of your sun. So here I am, running around building communities, because that's what I'm here to do, loving it, treating everyone like family, taking care of everybody, building resources, like literally so in line with my sun. No wonder I was confused as to, you know, why my energy was the way it was. And then I had this moment like, boom, my Earth. My Earth is in the gate of aloneness. So the piece that I'd been missing is that I was going full pelt on the work that I love, doing all the on the business stuff. I was going from there after school. I was like playing with the kids, hanging out, doing stuff with them. Then I was making sure I was hanging out with Justin. I was catching up with making sure my mum was taken care of. The weekends would be busy. And it was like, oh, that whole aloneness piece. That is what I need to do. So what did I do? I went and I looked up all of the different resources I have for the gates. Obviously, I've got my own. I actually have the one that I've put together through so many different sources that I actually write notes on all the time. I have a printed copy and I just update it because we all know there's so many interpretations and nuances and tiny little details on each gate. So I went to that, went to all the other resources, sort of relearned my Earth and was like, okay, now I need to make sure I'm implementing this. And one of the big things I really want to share with everyone is we do a lot of this work, especially in the beginning, from the mind. You know, like I'll say like, okay, so I have to create a plan to be alone. That's a good idea. But then once I get alone, I'm like, okay, so now I have to do this. Or now I have, you know, these are the things I want to do. And a lot of this has been created directly from the mind. It's not actually being created from my internal guidance system. So one of the big parts of being alone for me is not only being in my own aura, but it's kind of like I need to go on my own little mini adventures and just be out in the world, not think, not do, not create more content, not read more books, listen to more podcasts, none of that. I literally need to head out and have my own little adventure. So obviously I've started doing a little bit more of that. And it's been mind-blowing because I realize how much time, even with all my wellness practices and my meditation and my journaling and all of those things that I do on a daily basis, I'm so busy thinking my way through them or doing them because they're on the list. And I do have gate five, so I've got a lot of that. I like the structure of it. But my gate 40, the way it's represented in me, and it's probably a little bit of my gate 36 as well, I need an alone adventure to really recharge my batteries. Now, that can literally be going shopping in the city, because gratefully we can do that here in Sydney right now. Or that could be going surfing. Or that could be going for a hike. Or it could be so many things. But it can't be something that I do all day, every day. And it has to be me being in my body. This is the key, right? I need to be in my body, being, having an adventure, seeing something new. And all of a sudden, all my energy just comes absolutely like tidal wave comes back to me. So what I want you all to do is I want you to take some time to Google your sun and earth, okay, and see how the two work together. Understand what is it that your greatest gift, your light, your doing, i.e. your sun, is all about for you. What is true for you? So read as much as you can and then always answer the question, what's true for you? Because there's going to be things that aren't true for you. Remember what Ra said, it's all about our interpretation of the lines. It's all about our interpretation of the gates. So my gate 37 isn't going to be the same as someone else's gate 37, okay? And then really think about your earth. Google it. have a look at your different resources. Again, what jumps out for you? What feels true for you? What resonates for you? And then consciously see how the two work together. You know, like, how do these work together? How do I need to honor this earth energy in me first, or as a part of the process in my case, and then I'm going to see even more from me, even more energy from me, even more purpose, light from me. Yeah, so that's what I want you to do. Short one, sweet one today. But it's a really simple but powerful exercise, okay? So understand your sun and earth. Go and answer the questions, what's true for me? Then sit down, do some journaling, go through how the two work together. So how does the earth energy in me support my sun energy? Who do I need to be? What do I need to be doing to be honoring my earth so I can really step into the potential of my sun? And then once you've done all that work, and a lot of that is going to be thinking work, then you need to shut that journal and go out into the world and experience it and see how it feels in the real world. Awesome. That's it. So remember, if you want to jump on this webinar, which is a week away now, I'm going to tell you all about the membership on there. But this is the four arrows, the four variables, the four transformations, all together in one place. And I know how hard that is to find. And I also know how complicated and challenging human design can be to actually live it, to integrate it. So I'm going to show you how to do that easily on the webinar. So pumped to have had you here. I look forward to seeing you on the webinar and having you on the next podcast. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.